So it's been a year since the government created that Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission we were talking about a moment ago. It's the group charged with getting to the bottom of what caused the financial crisis. In the public hearings they've held since January, the commission has already heard from dozens of people. Alan Greenspan, former Fed chairman, Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, current Treasury Secretary, and executives from all the big banks. The list goes on. The next hearing is set for Wednesday right here in New York, and we'll focus on credit ratings, one of the many issues not really addressed in pending financial reform legislation. We're joined now by Phil Angelides, chairman of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Phil, thanks so much for coming to the studio.
Good to be with you.
There's a bit of a problem I have right at the outset. The financial regulation legislation is moving through Congress, right? Your report is not finished yet, correct?
Correct. Our report is due in December of this year.
Where you will outline the causes of the financial meltdown, which either means that the lawmakers know about the causes because you've told them in advance, or they're doing this kind of cart before the horse. What do you think?
First of all, I believe in many respects the debate over reform and reform of our financial markets is just beginning. So while the legislation will create new regulatory powers, I think what's fundamentally important is, first of all, how are those laws enforced? How much do the regulators understand about what happened in the financial crisis? And true reform doesn't just come with legislation and changes in regulators, but an understanding on Wall Street by market practitioners about what went wrong. So I believe that our report will be very useful in helping guide the real reform efforts, which start really after the legislation.
Right, well, let's get to the what went wrong bit then. Are you saying that lack of enforcement of existing laws is what went wrong?
One of the things that has emerged from our public testimony were regulatory failures. For example, we had Alan Greenspan in front of us in April. What we heard in the testimony that day was that on many occasions, the Federal Reserve was warned about the rampant, untrammeled expansion of subprime lending, and that while they had information, while there was a lot of concern about that, the Federal Reserve did not act. In fact, in 2001, the Federal Reserve acted, quote unquote, to regulate subprime lending. And at the time, they thought their regulations would apply to 38% of the subprime loans made in this country. They found by 2006 they had only affected 1%.
Oh, wow.
We recently did a hearing about the collapse of Bear Stearns, and we had in front of us the Securities and Exchange Commission. They had a regulatory program called the CSE program to oversee the five major investment banks. At the end of the day, I think it's by everyone's admission, even the SEC's, the program was a gross failure.
The one thing we do know here is that there is nothing in the financial regulations that's going to prevent a hedge fund
right.
from inventing a credit default swap and then inventing three tiers of collateralized debt obligations and then having AIG, an insurance company, create these completely ridiculous insurance policies where for a few $100 million, you can acquire $20 billion in insurance when it collapses. It's a mushroom cloud. Nothing's changing that, right?
Here's what I do believe as we come out of this first round of legislation. The credit rating agency model has been barely affected. I mean, there have been some amendments. Senator Al Franken did have a set of amendments to the bill that would have the rating agency picked by a board of investors. But what's really remarkable is almost 2 years after the near collapse of the wealthiest and biggest financial system in the globe's history, very little has changed.
That's terrifying.
That's actually really horrifying.
Is it because there's a lack of will, or there's just no way to prevent what you've sort of suggested was the problem, that the people at the top, when they needed to, didn't really know what was going on? And you can't legislate or regulate ignorance.
Well, again, the jury is out. I'm not so sure that I'm convinced that people didn't know. I think there were a lot of yellow and red lights flashing here. Take the housing bubble. Housing prices were going up 10, 11, 15% a year. The level of subprime lending was exploding dramatically. The number of products out there that on their face were deficient products, option arms where essentially negative amortization loans or low teaser rate loans or beginning to loan to people who had no ability to pay, no documentation loans. I think there were a lot of warning signs out there. I think the question is, why didn't people act?
Then that would argue that we need a system in place that requires you to respond when
the
you see a
readers.
Red flag.
We need the flag readers.
Well, you need the flag readers, and the question is, why didn't the flag readers, both in the corporate entities who are in charge of risk management,
right,
presumably the long-term interests of the corporation and the shareholders, not just people interested in year-to-year bonuses, why didn't they, as well as the regulators, act? And this may go back to John's question, is about was the will or desire there to constrain these highly risky practices and products that ultimately jeopardize the American economy? To a certain extent in this country, I think we do have to ask some fundamental questions. Did we replace an economy of true wealth creation, job creation, with an economy that was inordinately a casino? So I think there's some very fundamental questions about what we want our financial system to be. Is it a betting parlor? Or is it supposed to be a system that supports the real economy?
You know the answer to that question.
Well, I know what I think it should be.
But what we did, you know the answer to
that
question.
Well, and this is interesting because I've spent, before I was appointed to this commission, for nearly two decades, I was in real estate investment and development. I have been extraordinarily taken aback, struck by the level of exotic products that were created in the market, these collateralized debt obligations, the CDO squareds.
And you're a guy who knows how to get a bridge loan to make a deal because you are in real estate
development. I've actually done real transactions where we built buildings and put people to work doing it. I looked at all these levels of structured products, repackaged again, and it's hard for me to see the link between those products and, again, the real economy in this country. I think those are some very fundamental questions that remain to be asked and answered.
I'll sleep on that, even if most of what you say is going to keep me up at night.
I was just about to say that. I'll be sleepless for weeks.
Phil Angelides, chairman of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, the jury still being out. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.